Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be lots of sunshine. We'll have a high around 67. Kenosha right now, it's 53 degrees, 55 in Burlington, 53 in Milwaukee, also 53 in Racine. The proposed 2018 City of Racine budget has a $54.8 million levy, which is 1.83% more than the current year. Total proposed tax increase of just under $37 on a $100,000 home. That's when you include the couple of fees that are connected to it. This also contains a lot of status quo with the budget proposal for next year. Recommended changes as well, limited in scope, though, because of restrictions still from the state.
We will try to highlight all of those areas that we would ask you to pay particular attention to within your overall operating budget, because they represent in some way something a little bit different, or something that's been changed, or something that's been proposed somewhat different this year.
That's City Administrator Jim Palahniuk talking about the fact that there'd be a communications manager position included, biggest staffing change, and other four full-time positions in the Parks Department, also a legal specialist in terms of development proposed for the City Attorney's Office.
And they will be able to devote their full-time effort and attention exclusively to the development and the brownfields and other kinds of issues that we're going to see a lot of in the coming year, and which we would pay substantially more for if we were paying for outside consultant attorneys. In effect, every time they pick up the phone, they start billing on an hourly basis, and they're much more self-directed than if they're actually an employee of the city.
Also new this time around, a zero contingency budget.
We don't think it's so appropriate to put in dollars in a contingency, because it just seems a little too easy to go there. We want to definitely force a serious policy-based discussion if we're spending unbudgeted dollars, because in effect, it's always coming out of reserves. So sometimes the belief that there's a contingency, it just looks a little easier to go to, or that it doesn't have the same impact on the budget.
The study about employee compensation adds about $1.5 million in the proposed budget, $500,000 for the CPI component to that, plus another $500,000 with the police and fire contracts. Interim Mayor Dennis Weiser, ahead of today's special election that will eventually replace him in a few weeks, offering a short and very to-the-point budget message last night, beginning with, it's a line out of an old commercial, "The city is not your father's Oldsmobile," talking about changes that'll be coming. And for the city to grow with the landlocked borders, he says it boils down to net new construction.
Historically, government faces rising costs and addresses them with either higher taxes or cutting services. Neither of those options reflect our community's best interest. We need other options. The option we must pursue at every step is net new construction. We need new projects that create new taxable properties rather than further burdening the current tax base.
The budget review process will be continuing next week, with the Council in Committee of the Whole going through each of the departments that lead up to a public hearing October 30th, a final vote set for the evening of November 7th. City of Racine residents will be deciding today on their next mayor until at least April 2019, the choice, of course, between State Representative Corey Mason and longtime Alderman Sandy Widener, the winner taking over for Interim Mayor Dennis Weiser on November 7th, night of the final budget adoption, and then will serve out the rest of John Dickert's term. Polls are going to be open till 8 o'clock tonight, and WRJN News will be tweeting out results this evening. Take note that the Racine Interfaith Coalition is offering up free rides to the polls for City of Racine residents to vote today. Phone number to call, 262-635-9532. Again, 262-635-9532. Again, polls are open till 8 o'clock tonight. Caledonia is going to get a change of leadership. Village President Bob Bradley submitting a letter of resignation yesterday, effective November the 6th. He's going to be retiring. Made his decision public at last night's Board of Trustees meeting, says he simply wants to go enjoy retirement. Got a taste of that many, many months ago with an extended leave to go travel with his wife. Bradley joining the board as a trustee in 2007, then 4 years ago, he defeated then-Village President Ron Kutz. When Bradley was gone on that extended stay, the board agreed to have Kevin Wongar take over as the temporary president. Whoever gets chosen this time around will fill out the rest of Bradley's term until April 2019. And he's also going to be retiring from Racine Unified. David Hazen, the chief operations officer, the announcement coming last night from Superintendent Lolly Haas, is going to be retiring November 3rd. Dr. Haas couldn't say enough kind things about what Hazen has done for Racine Unified and what he has meant to the district over his total of 19 years.
Dave was 9 years a Board of Education member in Racine Unified, and was instrumental in many things that happened during that time. And then after that, at a time when the district was in severe financial stress and really on shaky grounds, Mr. Hazen was hired to fix that. And I can say that now, 10 years later, we are in excellent financial shape.
She said his efforts helped the district to save millions of dollars, and he's been crucial in work to get new facilities built and repaired. Members of the board and members of the staff giving Hazen a standing ovation. The man from Paddock Lake accused of being under the influence when he slammed his pickup truck into a home in the Paddock Lake area on 65th Street Sunday night had done a 10 years in prison for a 2003 traffic crash that killed two elderly women from Union Grove. 58-year-old Jeffrey Hinks accused of operating a vehicle while intoxicated for his third time. Back in 03, Hinks was charged with drunk driving. That was a first offense, and he was put on probation and told not to drink. 13 days later, he ran a stop sign on Highway 75 in Salem Lakes, hit the car occupied by Amy Funk and Hazel Nowinski, killing both in the process. His then 12-year-old daughter also hurt in the crash, his blood alcohol level at that time 3 times the legal limit. After his 10 years behind bars, Hinks began another 30 years on extended supervision. That was in effect with the crash Sunday into the house. Last night, the Kenosha City Council approved 2 funding transfers in the Capital Improvement Program for work in a couple of city parks. The transfer of $220,000 from the stormwater utility budget to complete the dredging of Lincoln Park's lagoon, work that had been stopped because the project ran out of money. So far, about 9,000 cubic yards of sediment has been removed. A contract for nearly $331,000 with A.W. Oaks and Sons of Racine to finish the job was also approved last night. And the council voted to use $159,000 left over from the Kennedy Drive repaving project to do the work on Simmons Island. Public Works Director Shelley Billingsley says the money is going to be used for repairs to the bathhouse.
The goal is to do some building rehabilitation on the exterior for tuck pointing. We're working with the Historic Preservation Team and CDI to get that project out.
The council also postponing action for 2 weeks on that ordinance that would allow the fire department to offer the waiver of the fee for vehicle fires and hazmat responses. Sponsor of the resolution, Alderman Daniel Przanski, was not at last night's meeting. Sturtevant Village Board at the start of tonight's 6 o'clock meeting going to be getting the 2018 budget proposal from Administrator Mary Cole. And out in Burlington, aside from Joint Dispatch, the council there on that agenda after the 6:30 Committee of the Whole to consider a resolution for securing a note for $1.4 million to cover repairs from the flooding in July. And the Racine Unified School District purchased the old Curtin Clinic building on Northwestern Avenue to house various alternative education programs, along with the Racine Employee Health and Wellness Clinic. Well, now that building has an official new name. Jonah Hosa is a ninth grader in the SCO program. He suggested the name Community Pathways Campus. Assistant Director Brian Wright noted that both students and staff in the building provided their input.
We felt it would give our students and more ownership if they were involved in the renaming of the building. Pathways is significant because services provided by the alternative education program, mental health clinic, through the alternative education, the health services clinic in partnership with the PSG, and the Racine County Health Clinic. Each of these provides a pathway to a better quality of life.
Jonah was told that as he gets older and he goes by that building, he can think back with pride that his suggested name is what is going to be on the sign out front. School board unanimously supporting the name Community Pathways Campus for the Northwestern Avenue building. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. That's where we keep our newscasts in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. We'll have Twitter updates tonight regarding the mayor's race as well. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.